Okay. We'd like to learn a Tosus, the second Tosus, Ochal Tevel Ein Mizam Min Olov. So we've learned in the Mishnah that whenever one of the three are eating something which is Osa to eat, either Tevel or Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, or Maisa that the Levi has received that he's not yet been mafresh the Maisa from, the common denominator between all of those cases is that one person is eating Ma'acholos Asurois, that which is also to eat, and he cannot now be incorporated in the Zimra. That was so far the halacha of the Mishnah. So look at Tosfos towards the end of that first very wide line. Very important Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Ochal Tevel Ein Mezam Min Olov. Tema. Doma Be'erichin. It says in the beginning of Erichin and Abdalad, it says Hakoil Mitzarfin Lezimon. It says there, everybody can join forces to the Zimon, Koyanim, Levim, the Israeli. Uparich. And the Gemara there asks a one-word question, Pshita, Poshut. Why is that a chidush that a Kohen and Levi and Yisrael could join forces for a Zimon? What's the chidush? Umashani. And the Gemara there in Erechin answers, no, Loi, Tzricha. Do you know what the chidush is? Afalgav the Kohen oichul truma. Even though the Kohen is eating truma. V'Yisrael oichul chulin. Nonetheless, you're allowed to make a Zimun. That is the end of what Tosfos is quoting from the Gemara in Erechim. So again, it says there, a Kohen and a Levi and Yisrael, they could all eat together. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that the Kohen is eating Truma. Now, why is that a Chiddush? Let's put Masechta's Brachas on hold for a moment. Let's learn Erechim for a minute. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is the Chayra. If the Kohen is eating Truma, then why is he allowed to join forces with us? After all, the Yisrael cannot eat that Truma. The Yisrael, the Kohen can, but the Yisrael can't. And nonetheless, what does the Gemara say? That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. So even though they cannot partake of his food, nonetheless, you can make a Zimun, says Tosfos. Alma, what do you see from there? Afalgav de Truma Asura li Yisrael. Even though Truma is strictly Asa for Yisrael to eat. Nonetheless, Achare, since Shahakoyen Yochoil Litzaref im Yisrael, because the Koyen can at least join with the Yisrael Lechoil Bechulin, the Yisrael may not be able to eat the Kohen's food, but the Kohen is able to eat the Yisrael's food. Therefore, mitstarfin lezimun, therefore they join for a zimun. Says Tosfos, I see from there a tremendous principle, and we need to remember this, Meirav Rabbeisai, that it does not need to be two-directional traffic. It doesn't need to be that A can eat with B and B can eat with A. No, even if the traffic is flowing only in one direction, the Kohen can eat the Yisrael's food, but the Yisrael cannot eat the Kohen's food. That doesn't matter, that's fine. Says Tosfos v'hachanami. So to over here, nehi, even though, nehi means although or even though. Although the chad minayu, one of them, ochal tevel, so even if one of them is eating tevel, the ein ro'u la'achirim, which the others cannot eat. That means they cannot eat his food. Amai einon mezamnin. Why can they nonetheless not make a zimun? That's Tosfos kasha. Now, everybody, as soon as you saw this kasha, I'm sure everybody thought of the obvious difference. But as we always say, it doesn't help to point out the difference. You have to explain why that makes a difference. What is the obvious difference between the case that Tosfos is quoting in Erechim and the Gemara that we are learning? The obvious difference, Rav Nachum, what would you say? What's the obvious difference between the two cases? There you have a Kohen eating Truma, and here you have somebody eating Tevel. And Tosfos quotes the two, compares the two. So what would you say, Rav Moshe Zelig? What would you say? Why is there an obvious difference between two cases, even without explaining why it makes a difference? What is the obvious difference?
Tevel, no one can eat Tevel.
Right, that's the obvious difference. That must be the difference. We have to explain why it makes a difference. In the case of the Kohen eating the Truma, not only is the Kohen allowed to eat my food, but he's allowed to eat his own food. So it's true, I, as the Yisrael, cannot eat the Kohen's food, fine. So that's the chiddush that you see in Erechim. You don't need the traffic to be in two directions. It's enough if it's flowing in one direction. But over here, the guy eating Tevel, never mind that the other two can't eat the Tevel, but neither can he. That must be the difference. That must be the difference. Now, Tosfos will point out why that, in fact, makes a difference. Says Tosfos, V'yesh loima. Here come the big words. The achilas tevel lav shmo achila. That's it. Eating tevel, what does that mean, lav shmo? Its name is not eating. That's not called eating. It cannot be referred to as eating. Why? Deloy chazya, because it is not fitting af lekayim. It's not fitting for anybody. Avol truma, with the case in Erech in which we were quoting, truma lechol hapochis, at least ru'uya lekayim ha'ichla. It's true that the Yisraelim cannot eat truma, but at least for the Kohen who is eating it, it's perfectly fitting, perfectly permissible, and that suffices. Whereas over here, the eating of the Tevel is not mutter for anybody, even for a Kohen. What do those words mean, by the way? What does that mean, that Tevel is not fitting even for a Kohen? Might, in theory, there have been room to suggest that a Kohen is allowed to eat Tevel? Tosfos is saying you're not allowed to eat Tevel, even a Kohen. What does it mean, even? It doesn't say even if you're 6'2". Why is Tosfos pointing out that even a Kohen is not allowed to eat Tevel? Why is that a chiddush? Any suggestions? Sounds like from Tosfos that in theory you might have suggested that a Kohen may eat Tevel. Says Tosfos, even a Kohen cannot eat Tevel. You know why that's a chiddush? Because in theory I might say, one moment, what's the problem always with Tevel? That you haven't separated Truma from it. So in the Tevel, essentially there is part Truma. Well, if that's the issue, maybe a Kohen's allowed to eat it because he's allowed to eat Truma. A Kohen is not allowed to eat a piece of chazir or nevela. So I don't need Tosfos to say that you're not allowed to eat a chazir even if you're a Kohen. That's not a chiddush. But tevel, what is tevel? Tevel is food that basically contains in it untithed truma. But a Kohen's allowed to eat truma. That's why I might, in theory, have suggested that a Kohen's allowed to eat tevel. Says Tosfos, no. Even a Kohen can't eat Tevel, which by the way means, what happens if the Kohen himself owns land, owns Tevuah, that is Tevel, a Kohen has to separate Truma, just like everybody else. Who does he give that Truma to? He can give it to himself. That's a different halacha. Let's not be concerned with who's going to eat the Truma. But with regard to the Tevel, prior to the separating the Truma, it is as osa for the Kohen as it is for everybody else. Says Tosfos, therein lies the distinction. In the Gemara in Erechin, where he's eating truma, which has already been separated. So then the Kohen is one up over everybody else because he can eat it. But Tevel, which is basically truma, not yet having been tithed, although the Kohen is no different to anybody else. And how did Tosfos define this? Three words. Lav, Shmo, Achila. Now, Rabbi, we need to press pause over here for a moment. When we learned the Mishnah, and we saw many cases, three, four, five cases of people eating Issa, all the various examples, let's just mention one, that's the one we're dealing with, Tevel. And the Mishnah says there's no Zimun. And the $64 million question is, why is there no Zimun with somebody who eats Ma'acholes Asuros? So if you remember, the very first time that we learned it together, we suggested that maybe the reason is, remember, the number one requirement when it comes to Zimun is that three people ate together. Okay, that needs definition. What does that mean together? Remember we discussed what happens if you're eating in a restaurant and there's somebody on the next table, you've got no idea who he is. He happens to be sitting in close proximity to you. Does that mean you've eaten together with him? Unlikely. So obviously this needs a lot of definition, but perhaps this is what we suggested, that if one of them is eating something which is also for me to eat, then that's not called that we ate together. Why is that not called that we ate together? Because I cannot eat your food. We're seeing in Tosfos over here that that's not the issue. We see in Tosfos that's not the issue. Even if I cannot eat your food, that doesn't necessarily mean there's no Zimun, like in the case of Truma. I cannot eat as a non-Kohen Truma, and yet there is Zimun. That doesn't seem to be the problem. What is the problem? Tosa said three words. Lav, Shmo, Achila. That's not called eating. Why? Because it's an Aveira. Imagine, just to bring out the example, imagine them, two of them ate bread and one of them ate a pencil. Would there be Zimun? No, why not? Because he didn't eat. What do you mean? He did eat. He put a pencil into his mouth and he swallowed it. Say that. That's not called eating. That's inappropriate for eating. Says Tosfos, there's no difference whether it is physically unfit or halachically unfit. That's not called eating. So the problem, Tosfos is clearly telling us, is not because it's a lack of eating together. It's not the emphasis on the together. What is the emphasis on? On the eating. It's not called eating. If two people will be eating bread and there's a third person sitting at the table enjoying their company, talking to them, but he didn't eat anything, obviously there's no Zimun. Why? Not because there's a lack of together. Because a lack of eating. He never ate. Says Tosfos, if one of them eats Tevel, that's called not eating. Very, very, very important. Tosfos, you should therefore underline those words. The Achilas Tevel, Lav, Shmo, Achila. That's not called eating. Now, do you remember we were Medayek Rashi last time that would seem to suggest otherwise? Look again at the Rashi, Dibu Hamaschil Vahashamash. Rashi there says, look at the second half of that Rashi. Ubashamash, Rashi says, Ubachol Hani, in all of these, it's Trich Lashmina, we need to be taught, Afal Gav, the Domu Le'issa, even though they are comparable to Issa. They're not really Issa, but they are like Issa. Here come the big words. Ein Kan Brocha Ba'aveira. Rashi says the chiddush is that even if it is slightly, it looks in some way doime to an issa, it's not a bracha but aveira. So what must be the diuk from Rashi? The diuk from Rashi must be that if, however, it really is issa, then what is the issue? It is a bracha ba'aveira. What does that mean, a bracha ba'aveira? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want your benching. So this now is a brand new explanation. Rashi is telling us, l'chayra, not what Tosfos told us. What did Tosfos tell us? What is the issue? What is the problem when one of them eats tevel? He never ate. He didn't eat. Not that the problem is it's not called together. The problem is more fundamental than that. He never ate. It's not called achila. Would you agree, Moirav Raboisai, that Rashi is telling us something completely different? That what is the issue? Two words. It's a brocha ba'aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your brocha ba'aveira. So it would sound like at this stage that we have two different explanations for why there is no zimun when one person eats issa, and neither of those explanations are like our original suggestion. Our original suggestion was that if somebody eats issa, we cannot consider that eating together. Neither Rashi or Tosfos said that. Rashi said the issue seems to be it's a brocha ba'aveira. Tosfos seems to say it's even more fundamental like that, more fundamental than that, he never ate at all. He might as well have eaten a chair. Continuing Tosfos, let's have a look. V'hu adin. Same would be im ochlu shloshtom tevel. If all three ate tevel, l'chayr this is poshut. What will be the halacha then? Then there'll be no zimun. Dein chayovim lezamin. Whether one ate tevel, two ate tevel, three ate tevel, whoever eats tevel is out the picture. He never ate. Kuda omrinom, says Tosfos, as we have a Gemara in Bava Kamma, it says there, harei shegozal so'o chitin. What happens if somebody stole a so'o? So'o is a measurement of wheat, v'tochna, and he ground it, v'ofo, and he baked it, v'ochlo, and he ate it. So this is stolen property. He's now just consumed bread, which doesn't belong to him because it came from wheat that he stole. Umevarech aleihen, and he made a brocha over them, over these chitin, over this bread. So he thinks that he's got a tremendous mitzvah because he's just made a bracha. And you know what the Gemara says in Bava Kamma? Ein mevarech elo mena'itz. That's not a bracha. That is a, what's a mena'itz? That is a rebellion. That is the greatest chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Amoitzi Lechem. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've got no words of thank you. What do you mean thank you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to eat this at all. Ein mevarech elo mena'itz. By the way, this is halacha lemaisa. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Dalet, I believe, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you ever eat ma'acholos asurois, you do not make a bracha. What would be the exception, by the way? The exception would be if you ate it because it was pikuach nefesh, even though it's machlokes rishonim, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. So too, by the way, on Yom Kippur, where it's not actually ma'acholos asurois. The food is permitted, it's just not allowed to be eaten because it's Yom Kippur. So if you ate it because it was pekuach nefesh, then you would make a bracha. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I think we have just now landed ourselves in the soup. Why are we in a bit of a mess over here? Because we suggested that there is a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, as to why there is no zimun when one of them eats issa. Rashi says because it's a brocha ba'aveira. What does that mean, a brocha ba'aveira? Like a mitzvah habo'a ba'aveira. It's a chutzpah to bring your brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you've eaten tevel. We said that Tosfos would seem to learn otherwise. What does Tosfos say? But the issue is lav shmo achila. Okay, a machlokes rishonim, I can live with that. But one moment. Tosfos in the very next line continues, and what does he bring us? A Gemara in Bava Kamma that says if you stole chitin and you ate it, that's not considered a brocha. That's a mana'it. Doesn't that sound like Rashi again? Brocha ba'aveira. Who needs your brocha when you've just stolen the wheat and made it into bread? So suddenly, Tosfos seems to have just morphed into Rashi. Tosfos began saying that lav shmo achila is not considered an achila. And then on the very same line, seamlessly, he just morphs back into Rashi and says, ein mevarech elo mana'itz. That's not considered a brocha, it's a mana'itz, it's a chutzpah. Doesn't that sound like Rashi again? It's a brocha ba'aveira. So I think we're in big trouble over here. What is shitas Tosfos? Is shitas Tosfos that there's no zimun when one person eats issa because it is not considered eating? Or because it's a brocha ba'aveira? He begins with one explanation and he ends with another. So it's a bit of a balagan, especially because some of the girsois actually delete these words from Tosfos, maybe for the reason that we just stated. So it's a little bit unclear, Moirai Rabbeisai, in the final analysis, what actually is the opinion of Tosfos? Why is there no zimun when one of them eats issa? Is it because it's not considered eating? You may as well have eaten a pencil. Or is it like Rashi because it's a brocha ba'aveira? Unclear in Tosfos. Let's now continue.
Would there be a havamina if what they ate was not isser? Say someone took a bowl of dirt, put add some water, and make some dirt soup. No one would consider that food, yet it's not an isser.
If you did what? You ate what?
Dirt soup. Mud. Right.
So again, you're right. There'll be no zimun. That's not considered achila. In fact, you wouldn't even make a bracha rishain on that as well.
Right, but you wouldn't consider that a bracha isser, would you?
No. But tevel is.
Right.
If somebody would take a pencil and eat it. Do you remember Ramesha Zelig many, many, many years ago? We had somebody in our nighttime shir who used to eat orange peels. Do you remember?
Yes.
Does he make a bracha when he eats orange peels? What happens if you eat eggshells? Do you make a bracha? No. No, Nachum, this is not in any of your wife's recipes. Even the big akshiva evening, she can suggest eggshell soup. If she does, they should not make a bracha. Why? Because eggshell is not food. So what about orange peel? Do you make a bracha on orange peel? Maybe yes. If I'm not mistaken, in some types of jams, they have marmalade, you have orange peel. Most people don't eat it because they don't like it. But if you do like it, you do like it. But I think everybody would agree, if you decide to eat your car keys, you do not make a bracha. It's not a bracha but aveira. It's just, it would be a bracha on aveira eventually, a bracha lematola. But a bracha levatala is not what we're talking about. Here we're talking about a bracha ba'aveira, meaning it is a bracha based on a forbidden eating. It's not forbidden to eat in your car keys. If you want to eat your alarm clock or your telephone, you may. It doesn't damage you. You don't make a bracha because it's not eichel. That wouldn't be a bracha ba'aveira, it'd be a bracha levatala. Okay, let's continue with Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Mikan Hoyoima Rabbeinu Yehuda. So Rabbeinu Yehuda said, based on what we've just learned, we can now suggest the following. Shloisha she'achlu, if three people ate, v'ho echod hoya mudar hano'o min hashnayim. What does that mean, mudar hano'o? I can make a neder saying, I hereby forbid Reuven to have any benefit from any of my property whatsoever. I can make a neder like that. I don't like Reuven. It's not a nice thing to do, but I can do that. I can say, I hereby declare that Reuven is absolutely forbidden to have any benefit without exception from anything that belongs to me. So now, what would be in the following scenario? You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi sitting together. Shimon and Levi have excluded Reuven. They've made a neder that's called mudah, mudah from the word neder, mudah hana. And now everybody's eating their own loaf of bread. Now, Reuven and Shimon have just made a neder saying that Levi cannot benefit from their property. And everybody, all three, is eating their own loaf of bread. Is there a zimun in that case? So based on what we saw in Erechim, there would be zimun. Why would there be zimun? Because even though Levi cannot eat Reuven and Shimon's bread, but Reuven and Shimon can eat Levi's bread. Levi never responded by making a neder in the opposite direction. So here we have a case of where the traffic can't flow in two directions, but we saw that it's enough if it flows in one direction. It says Tosfos, Mikan Hayoim Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Shloisha She'achlu, three people ate, V'ho Echod, and one of them, that was our Levi, Hoyo Muda Hano'o Min Ashnayim. There was a neder, no benefit allowed from the other two. So Levi is the black sheep over here. V'hu oichel mishaloyim seder, but he's eating his own bread. Yochoyim leitztaref imohem lezimun. He is allowed to join zimun with them. Why? D'nehi, again that word nehi is the second time. Although de'enoi ra'u lechoyil imohem, comma. Because even though he is unable to eat with them, he can't eat their food. Why can't he eat their food? Because they've made a neder against him. The seder. But heim ru'uyin lechoil imoy. They can eat with him. He cannot eat with them. What would be if Levi would now stand up and say, I'm so upset that you made this neder against me, I'm making the equivalent neder against you. So if I can't benefit from your property, neither can you benefit from mine. Would there then be zimun? Then there will be no zimun, because now the traffic does not flow in any direction. So this, Rabbeisai, is definitely an issue of together. You cannot say that they haven't eaten. You cannot say that it's a brocha ba'aveira. So what is the problem? The problem is in the tziruf. You cannot say that three people have eaten together. There's no connection. Neither can I eat your food, nor can you eat my food. Says Tosfos in conclusion, V'chein le'inyan ha'nizar mipas shel nochri. The same would be if one person is careful not to eat pas nochri. Let's assume that essentially it's permitted. One person is careful. The Shulchan Aruch says, during the Aseres you made tshuva, even if you're not normally makpid, but here you should be, don't eat pas nochri. So let's say you've got somebody around the rest of the year who he has decided he's careful not to eat pas nochri. And his two friends are eating pas nochri. So would there be zimun in that case? The answer is absolutely yes. Why? Because yes, he cannot eat their food because he's very careful not to eat pas nochri, but they can eat his. Says Tosfos, avolim shloshton. But if all three of them are mudorin hamno then ein mitstarfin. The only reason why we said before that there would be tziruf is because only one of them was the black sheep. But if they all hate each other and they made a neder against each other, then there would be no tziruf. Af al pi, even though technically there is a way out of it, what's the way out? If you make a neder, as we know, there is always a get-out clause. What's the get-out clause? You can go to a Talmud Chacham and he can be matir the neder for you. That's called being shoyel on the neder. So technically speaking, even though as the situation stands, they cannot partake of each other's food, but technically you could undo that. You could change the situation. So Tosfos says that doesn't help. Even though they could, lishoil means they could cancel, they could repeal their neder by going to a Talmud Chacham, doesn't matter. The hashta miho, at least for now, loy itshilu, they have not done so. Itshilu from the word sheila. Yes, in theory, they could change the status quo. But at the moment, what's the situation at the moment? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi have all made an adorim, they all hate each other, they can't eat each other's food, so there's no zimun. What are you going to say? But they could change the situation. If they change the situation, we'll speak. But at the moment, they have not gone to the Talmud Chacham. Now, I just want to finish with one small point. What have we said so far in Tosfos? Very, very important Tosfos. Tosfos has said that if one of them eats Issa, that's the Mishnah, then there's no Tevel. There's no Zimun, either because it's a Brocha Ba'aveira or because it's not considered Achila at all. If it is a case of neder, so there it's not macholis asuras, but at least I cannot eat your food because you've made a neder against me. But nonetheless, as Tosfos, there would still be zimun because even though you can't eat my food, I can eat your food, unless all three made a neder against each other. Now, what would be Rabbeisai? You've got Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Reuven and Shimon don't like Levi, but they like each other. So Reuven and Shimon turn around to Levi and they say, okay, Levi, you cannot have benefit from our food. So Levi turns around and says, okay, you too, Reuven and Shimon, cannot benefit from my food either. So who's left in the game? Reuven and Shimon can eat from each other's food. They like each other. They just both commonly don't like Levi, and neither does Levi like them. Would there be Zimun in that case? L'chayre not. Why? Because there is no single person who's allowed to eat everybody's food. Levi cannot eat anybody's food, only his own. And Reuven and Shimon can only eat their food. They can share, but they can't eat Levi's food. So when Tosfos said, "Im shloshton mudorin hanor zemizeh," I don't think it means that Reuven is out against, they all hate each other. It doesn't need to be, they all hate each other. Because if Reuven and Shimon get along, but Levi made a neder against them and they made a neder against him, then that would be enough, l'chayra, to cancel the Zimun. Because we don't even have traffic going in one direction. There is no single person who can eat everybody's food. So l'chayra, Tosfos is a little bit lav dafka. When Tosfos says all three made a neder against each other, it doesn't mean that. It means Levi against Reuven and Reuven and Shimon against Levi. Okay, Miss Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick this up. We're going to begin the Gemara, going at least to the two dots and maybe further.